never been a presidential fair and free election. We know that at the end of the day, Mr. Sassou Nguesso is going to proclaim himself to be the president. And so we believe that that election is just a masquerade. So our question remains the same. Why going to an election when you know who's going to proclaim the winner of the elections?
But is the right and duty of every citizen to vote to choose their own leaders as enshrined in the Congo Republic's constitution? Why do you think people should be deprived or people should shirk their duty to elect their own leaders? Why?
I believe fundamentally that democracy is an ingredient for a country to basically grow for development. However, although it's a right for a person to go express their vote into a presidential election, it's also that election has to be free and fair. When an election is already rigged from the beginning, and I think that it's also the right for the people to protest. In fact, there are many international treaties that contain clear articulations on the right to protest. We are talking about a non-violent protest where people are going to express their right because those rights are being abused by a corrupt dictatorship government.
Several presidential candidates have qualified to challenge incumbent President Denis Sassou Nguesso in the upcoming elections. You are advising them not to participate in the election as well?
We first have to understand that people go to a presidential election for many reasons. So they could be going for presidential election because they want to be recognized. Some people are going there for XYZ reason. But I will doubt that there's anybody who's going to this election and thinks that they're going to win the election. And after they've won the election, Sassou Nguesso is going to leave power. Those who are candidates today, what will they do at the end of the 2021 election when Mr. Sassou Nguesso is proclaiming himself to become president again after maybe he has won 5% of the vote? And then we have a candidate that is running right now. They know some of them were candidates last election. They've complained that the process was not fair. They complained that the organization that was supposed to be organizing election was corrupted. But yet it's the same organization that is in place today. So this is what we're saying. This election is a masquerade.
There's an ongoing global coronavirus pandemic and to putting the lives of the people in danger. And two, would you have any additional plans if the powers that be or the authorities decide to crack down on these demonstrations that you are calling for?
So the fact that it's COVID-19, I mean, even if they're going to elections, it's COVID-19, they have to be online, right? So that argument does not hold, that the fact that there's a COVID-19, therefore people cannot protest. We have seen protests in this country. What we're saying is this: we're not against democratic elections. We are calling for free and fair elections. The people of Congo have the right to free and fair elections to decide of who's going to be their leader. The leader is the one who's going to be making decisions for them. Sassou Nguesso has been in power since 1979. Do not organize elections to lose them. They want a legitimacy. They want a fake, a masquerade presidential election where they're going to come up the winner and they're going to say, hey, I just won the election. And so what I'm advocating right now is to the right for people to protest, right? The right for people to express or to boycott the election. Don't go to the election. Why go when you know this person is just going to proclaim himself as the winner? But we know he has never won a single presidential election in that country. So why is going to be different today? Why is in 2021, Mr. Sassou Nguesso is going to claim himself as the loser? Why? This is what we're talking about. And this is what we're saying today, Mr. It's not rocket science. Everybody knows this.